9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly.
Okay. The thief. People that came before Jesus, thieves and robbers. The thief came for three purposes. One, kill. One, to steal. And one, to destroy. Is that what it says?
That's what it says. Steal, kill, and to destroy.
That's right. Did you know? Men that set themselves up as an apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, are killing, stealing, and destroying. A woman cannot be an apostle, cannot be a prophet. Women appointed by God are prophetesses. All right? Women appointed by God teach God's women. Women that are appointed and anointed by God to preach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, those women are legitimate, they're of God, and they will bring forth fruit. You get that? And every woman can preach the gospel. And yes, a woman can share the word in the presence of a man, but she's not usurping authority over him unless she's operating in an authoritarian position. And just because you think she's exercising authority over you doesn't mean that she is. Do we have any live people here? No, quiet. Oh, you people that are scared for some woman to read the word or tell you what some scripture says, and you're scared of that, my God, I don't even know how. You find enough of your body to put clothes on. I'm not afraid for a woman to read the Bible to me. I'm not even afraid for a woman to speak to me the word of God. Not at all. I desire it. You know why? There are 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost. One of them is word of knowledge. Right? Word of knowledge. The Spirit of God through a woman can speak scripture to you. Doesn't mean she's teaching you and usurping authority. Those two go together, Bob. I wonder if I'm on safe ground here. What are we going to do next?
Verse 11.
Oh, no. Whoop.
Okay.
The thief cometh not to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill the body. Or kill you with lies. Kill you with their sins. Steal your money. Steal your money. Steal your joy. Steal your salvation that you never had. Keep it from you. And end up destroying you to their lives, falsehoods, deceit, deception. Only a fool would pick up and teach where God didn't ordain him. Now, a woman cannot be an apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, nor evangelist. A woman, prophetess, can teach women, speak the words of God to anybody. Folks, get over it. Wouldn't you say? Amen. I had a woman send me, 32 pages. Maybe it was 132. It's been a long time ago. Called herself an apostle from the desk of Apostle so-and-so and was delivered to me, I think it was 132 pages. Special delivery and with a thing came through the front door. God said, beware, this is meant as a snare for you. And I said, what? And I got that thing, and I'm going to say, Apostle, I think Arlene Stewart. No, ma'am, you are not an apostle, never were. Repent now before it's too late if you're still alive. I don't know. Amen. Thank God, amen. Now, what do you think I ought to do next? Kill, steal, or destroy. But Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Is that right?
That's correct.
Abundant life. When they start talking about abundant life, you better get nervous. You know that? Wait a minute. If they're not preaching the gospel. Hear me? Because abundant life comes out of the gospel, not abundant life seminars. Nor, while we're at it, let's get at it. And when they start talking about balanced life, I had a good friend, loved him a lot. He had, I think it was Balanced Life Seminars. The devil attacked him one day when he was slightly older than 40 years of age. God told me, go tell him he's trusting in flesh and not me. I went to his house, he and his wife. Patty was with me, she was not in heaven yet. And I warned him. I said, God sent me here to tell you, you are trusting in the flesh and you cannot be a minister of God and trust in the flesh. He couldn't hear me. He was dead 6 months later. And that's been 40 years ago, close to it. Amen. So what do you got next?
11. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
What? There's just one shepherd. One. Jesus. And he's a good one. And it's Jesus, the shepherd in me, not Shepherd Doyle. Shepherd Jesus in me, feeding you. All right, let's go.
12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he's a hireling and careth not for the sheep.
Now, you know, I've been tried, tested, the world knows it. I posted something recently about things I'd done, and I said, and everything about me is well known to the Metroplex. Everything. It was either on a radio, television, or in some newspaper, or some blog, or somewhere. But I don't have any hidden sin, folks. Not one bit. But if you are accusing me, then you have sin that's open. It's not hidden. I will just say this to you. If I were in sin, how do you think that I would keep on walking in strength and power more and more every day and much more effective throughout the world than my ministry has ever been? If I were a sinner. But go ahead and enjoy calling me a sinner, because sin is a pleasure for not very long. And you might be enjoying the pleasure of calling me a sinner. But I'll tell you this, God's the one that convinces me of sin, not you. We just taught that in John 8. Jesus said, which one of you convinces me of sin? None of them. Which one convinces me of sin? None of you. Proceed.
14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine.
That's Jesus, the good shepherd, and he knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. Right?
Right.
Let's go.
15, as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Know the Father, Father knows him. Lays down his life for the sheep. One shepherd, Jesus of Nazareth, in many men's bodies standing up in the earth. Many, male. Jesus in them feeding. Women preaching the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, ministering the power of God, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, gift of faith, discerning of spirits, thank God, healing, casting out devils. Look, folks, you men do not have the corner on the spiritual market. Did I just offend somebody? I just spoke the words of Jesus. What are you going to do next?
And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
One fold, one shepherd. You know what? One church. One church. One body of Christ. Just one. No, not many. Just one. One church. The body of Christ. The shepherd is Jesus. And Lord of it. And Lord of lords. And King of kings. Folks, humble yourself and receive the engrafted word of God with meekness, and the Lord will lift you up. Amen. Next.
17. Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
Only one man ever received a commandment from Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am. Only one man ever received a commandment to lay his life down and pick it up again. Take it up again. He said, and that man is Jesus of Nazareth, born of a virgin, born in Bethlehem. Amen. Mother was Mary. And by the way, one day he said to her, what do I have to do with you? When she was trying to tell him to do something. You know, if she couldn't tell him that day what he ought to be doing, she'd not tell him today what he ought to be doing. Do you know that? Nah. You people are just blind by the devil. Amen. One man, born of a virgin, was about 30 years of age, anointed, baptized in water, pardon me, the River Jordan by John the Baptist, anointed the Holy Ghost when he came up out of the water, led in the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights to be tempted of the devil, and returned from the wilderness in the power of God. I believe that's the 14th verse of the fourth chapter of Luke. And went into the synagogue and handed him the book. And he read the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord's upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised. Said, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. And closed the book and sat down, and they looked at him like, who are you? He was Jesus of Nazareth that had been, wait a minute, he was yet to be crucified, wasn't he? And because of what he taught for 3.5 years, they crucified him. He went to hell. Went to hell. There 3 days, praising the Father. Third day, rose again, spoiling principalities and powers, putting them off of his body. Rose again, dealt with sin, dealt with sickness, dealt with disease. Every principality and power, he dealt with them, made a spoil of them, put them off of him, and went up and is seated at the right hand of the Father today, far above principalities and powers, making intercession for all of us. Thank God. And those that he has called, those that entered in by the sheep door, by him the door, are seated with him today in Christ Jesus in heavenly places.